take care of the journalists you are working with. The public relations professional you hire must give them personal attention. If you are organising a press conference, be sure that somebody escorts the journalist to the press conference room to prevent them from going astray. Monitor the press after the event. Did the invited journalist write about the study results and your product? Did the press conference have an impact in the media? If certain journalists repeatedly did not write any articles, drop them from your list. Plan your direct-to-consumer marketing. An article in the American Daily General newspaper, USA Today, was published on the day following the official presentation of the Scandinavian simvastatin survival study at a big cardiovascular scientific meeting in Dallas, Texas. The headline to the article read, "Cholesterol drugs help save lives." The article mentioned the indication of high cholesterol, the product benefit, helps save lives, the brand name, Zocor, and the company, Merck & Co. This article reflects the growing trend towards direct-to-consumer marketing. Even I was surprised to see the headline, "Which love pill is the best one?" in a magazine that usually informs consumers about the upcoming radio and television programs. The magazine reported the results of a study involving different prescription products for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Check with your legal department about the legal issues before you consider pursuing or permitting similar approaches. The following headline in the Swiss daily newspaper Blick, dated 22nd of July 2004, certainly got the reader's attention. Roche CEO is in love to a beautiful woman and takes own slimming pill, Zenical. Imagine what statements the president of your company might make to support your product. Admittedly, this is easier when you market a product with a strong life cycle component, like Zenical. Again, be aware of the legal issues. Steer your public relations to professionals. When you plan public relation activities directed at physicians or other healthcare professionals, you may consider one or more of the following items. Press releases. These texts follow their own rules, so get someone who knows how to write them. If you decide to send the press release to a large news agency, for example Reuters, be aware that the chance they will pick it up is extremely low. Press conferences. The principal investigator should briefly present the main study results. A prestigious opinion leader can then comment and put the results into perspective. Brief these people before the conference. If they are not used to speaking to the press, consider offering them a half day of coaching. Organise the press conference on the day before the first official presentation of your study results and embargo the results. This implies that they are not to be used in public until the following day, which is the day of the presentation. Press kits. The press kit should include a combination of press release, background information on disease, treatment, and study results, details on speakers, as well as other relevant material. Insist on effective advertising. Some advertising agencies put their emphasis on beautiful design and graphics. Some agencies suggest noble but vague terminology. These approaches may win advertising awards, but do not necessarily generate sales. Sometimes a straightforward, clear, and well-branded campaign is more effective than highly creative artwork. Test different styles of adverts to establish which one has more impact. Evaluate proposed advertisements. Always ask your agency to provide at least two draft versions so that you can test and compare them. Show the draft to several members of your target groups and ask them, what's the name of the product? What's the message? What's the story? What's the competitive advantage? Why should they choose your product over your competitors? You may be unpleasantly surprised at some of the results and may want to improve the drafts. Ensure you have the time and money to initiate market research. It's a worthwhile investment. Make best use of the sales force. A single visit by a medical representative to a doctor lasts approximately 6 minutes in Germany, and the cost of this visit is estimated to be around 70 to 150 euros. Only two or three of these 6 minutes are actually spent discussing products. In the US, 43% of rep visits end at the receptionist's desk. An average rep visit in the US lasts around 1.5 minutes. In the UK, the promotional efforts of the pharmaceutical industry represents about 11 minutes of a general practitioner's weekly time. Develop a concise message for sales representatives. Remember some facts about your sales force. The sales force is very expensive. The rep has very little time to influence the prescription behaviour. The doctor's attention span is very short, and you cannot control what the rep actually says in the doctor's office. This means that your message must be short and concise. Your brochures and folders must convey your message convincingly. Be very clear about what the rep should say during the visit. It also suggests you need to work on continuous training for your representatives. Interact intensely with your sales force. Manage the interface between you and the sales force. Spend time with your sales representatives. Make the sales representatives an integral part of your enlarged project team. Involve them, train them, teach them. You need to realize your message is always new to someone. Motivate them and inspire them. Get feedback from the market. You need to make sure your message gets through to the doctors. Do your own personal market research to find out if this is the case. Get feedback from frontline people. Ask them for candid answers to questions like, what was the doctor interested in? What did he or she ask about the study? What surprised him or her? Their contributions can give you unfiltered information from the market at no cost and will help you upgrade your marketing activities. Establish the right sequence. Consider the following. Your public relations activities result in a positive article in the medical press that appears very quickly. Unfortunately, the sales representatives were not informed. The day after the publication of the article, a rep from your company enters the doctor's office and is greeted by a doctor who has read the article the day before and now asks the rep to tell more about it. How will the rep feel about the meeting, and how will she or he feel about you? Make sure you inform and train your sales representatives before your articles are published in the media.